You're listening to the Morning News on WCCO with John Hines, filling in for Dave Lee. Connect with John by texting 81807.
There is a film opening. There's a film opening in Minneapolis the 28th of November. It's a movie called Foxcatcher. Here's just a clip featuring Steve Carell.
I want Mark Schultz to come visit me. Well, I'm a wrestling coach, and I have a deep love for the sport of wrestling. And I wanted to speak with you about your future, about what you hope to achieve. What do you hope to achieve, Mark?
I want to be the best in the world.
You can hear the sound of Steve Carell, but boy, when you see him, it took me a while to determine that was actually him. I'm joined in studio this morning by an award-winning director, Bennett Miller. This is his story. He also did Moneyball, Capote, and this film, Foxcatcher, best director at Cannes Film Festival. Is that right?
That's right.
Good morning. Welcome to the radio here at WCCO.
Thank you.
You know, I don't want people to get the wrong idea, because wrestling is huge in this part of the country. I mean, between Minnesota and Iowa and just, but this is not just, it's not a wrestling movie. This is a movie that it would say classifies about a love story, basically, or loyalty, right? I mean, is that a fair way to say it?
Well, I mean, first of all, I should say it's a true story.
Yes.
And it's the true story of how John DuPont, who was one of the wealthiest men in America, came to murder a wrestler. He brought the best wrestlers in America onto his 800-acre estate in Pennsylvania, and things got weird.
Yeah. Suffice it to say, things got weird. And not with his mother's approval. His mother was kind of, I mean, obviously the matriarch of the family.
Yeah.
And John DuPont had never really done anything.
Right. He was one of these very, very odd guys. He was a dilettante. He was in his 50s. He was living in this great estate with his very elderly mother. And he determined that he was going to do something. He was going to accomplish something. And he imagined that if he could lead these wrestlers to Olympic glory, you know, this is set in the 80s when the sport meant something with the competition with the Soviets. He thought that if he did that, it would somehow bring him the validation he needed in his family's eyes, his mother's eyes, the world's eyes. The problem is he didn't know anything about wrestling.
Yeah, I think I heard you in a comment say, if this wasn't so tragic, you could easily be a comedy situation.
Yeah. It's funny. It's odd when you think about an extremely rich, eccentric guy who is trying to be the leader of these extremely serious wrestlers. And,
Are you just drawn? Bennett Miller is my guest. He directed Foxcatcher. Are you drawn to, like, quirky characters? Because, you know, Billy Bean was basically a quirky character in Moneyball. He was outside of the norm for baseball. Mm-hmm. And Capote, Truman Capote, also an odd character. And to bring that to the film, to the screen, right. Is it something attract you about? Because John DuPont is certainly a weird character.
Yeah, for sure. Quirky, I'd also say outsider characters. You know, people who are in worlds where they really don't belong, people who don't fit in anywhere but are searching to accomplish something. All of these characters have huge ambitions. None of these characters really fit in anywhere, and they're all struggling to accomplish something that's going to remedy all of that.
You know, tell me a little bit, if you will, about Steve Carell's transformation in this, because that is just amazing. If you see him in the trailer, you see the movie Foxcatcher opening the 28th at the Lagoon. That is just an amazing transformation. Did you know ahead of time that he could do that?
I hoped he could do it. You know, right now, the movie, it's coming close to its release, and people are beginning to hear about it. But we had been playing it in festivals where it's possible for you to sit down and not know exactly what you're about to see. And it was a common experience for people to gasp when they saw his name in the credits at the end of the film.
At the end of the show.
People do not realize that it's Steve Carell.
Wow. I mean, it's an amazing transformation. Let me talk about this, because Channing Tatum plays Mark Schultz.
Yeah.
And it's about Mark and his brother Dave, and Dave also coming to this academy, Foxcatcher Wrestling Training Center. What was it like working with Channing Tatum?
Channing is an incredibly sweet and fierce guy. You know, he is the nicest guy. He is also one of the most determined and competitive people I know.
Not unlike the way Mark Schultz was. I mean, how did Mark Schultz come to buy into to John DuPont, though? How did that come about? I mean, it's like, you know, he was sold on the idea.
Yeah, Mark Schultz is an Olympic gold medalist. And if you're an Olympic gold medalist from the 84 Olympics, you pretty much are scrounging around to find a way to support yourself, you know, and remain competitive. Nobody really cares. You need support. And there's that practical matter of being unsupported that DuPont could answer. But also, there was something else that this wrestler needed. You know, he wanted the validation of somebody who was legitimate like this.
Yeah.
So he was susceptible.
I got to ask you about this, too, because the wrestling scenes are great. The wrestling scenes in this kind of serve as dialogue as part of the movie.
Yeah. You know, wrestling has its own language. And, you know, I know you're pretty familiar with the sport. I knew nothing about the sport when I entered in. I was drawn into the story. But as time went on, I got to know a lot of the wrestlers who were down there, and I got to know wrestling a bit and traveled around and was at the Olympic trials and NCAA championships and the Dave Schultz Memorial. And I began to appreciate what this subculture is and what the language of the sport is in itself and what you can learn about these guys by the way they comport themselves on the mat. And so we tried to communicate some of that.
The film is called Foxcatcher. It opens on the 28th at the Lagoon in Minneapolis, and I think you'll just be taking. I mean, you'll become wrapped up in it. You either are in it or you're not, and I think it would be very consuming for folks around here. Bennett Miller, thank you for coming in, spending some time with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Appreciate it. Good success with this one. I mean, Moneyball, Capote, those seem to work. Do something that people like. Yeah.